America has a new national park, and it's made up mostly of sand. In southern Colorado yesterday, Interior Secretary Gail Norton presided over the ceremony redesignating the Great Sand Dunes National Monument, a national park and preserve. The Washington Post's T.R. Reid was at the event, and he joins us on the line from Alamosa, Colorado. T.R., good morning.
Good morning.
Well, tell us about the sand dunes there. I gather that they are the tallest in North America.
Yeah, this is just an amazing place. You know, a lot of the American Southwest is called the Great American Desert, but American deserts have vegetation. They have flowers. They have sunflowers, yucca, prickly pear, Indian paintbrush. They're pretty. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the mountains, is this massive kind of khaki ocean of waving sand with nothing growing there. Totally amazing.
That's embedded in a landscape that's quite diverse. A lot of sand, though.
Yeah, it's like you walked into Lawrence of Arabia. You're hiking mountains in Colorado, and boom, nothing but sand dunes. This was left by 12,000 years of southwesterly wind. Evidently, right after the last ice age, 12,000 years ago, the Rio Grande River started coming down out of the San Juan Mountains to the south, brought a lot of sand down to the valley, and then the winds just blew this. The wind blew the sand about 60 miles, and it hits this 14,000-foot barrier of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains and just dropped them all. For 12,000 years, have been dropping sand dunes there, and now they're half as high as the Washington Monument.
Well, yeah, how do sand dunes survive, if you will? Because I know what happens on the beach, and even in the Sahara, they move.
Yeah, it took until about a quarter century ago for the geologists to figure out this system. What happens is they need water. It's amazing. To keep this desert there, you need water. The underground water kind of keeps the base solid. And then there are these two rivers that form the two borders of the dunes, and they keep eroding away the sand so it stays in place. It's in the last 25 years, so the geologists figured out that you needed this water because that was the big threat to these great sand dunes.
Wind blows them up and the water keeps pushing them back?
The wind blows them back, but just when they're starting to blow away further to the northeast, the river erodes away the dunes, carries it back down to the bottom of the hillside, and then the wind blows it back up again.
So what can visitors expect to do amid all this sand?
Well, I think it's probably the only national park that has no hiking trails. And the reason is if they did try to build a hiking trail on the dunes, it would blow away in an hour. So what happens is the ranger points you to the highest dune and says, hike up there. So you go up there. This blowing sand forms huge cliffs. You can jump off the cliffs and fly through the air. And, you know, this is Colorado, so of course people bring skis and snowboards and sleds. Kind of trashes your skis, I must say. You don't want to bring your good skis, but I've skied the dunes, and it works.
And kids?
Kids jump, kids fly kites, and my kids once brought a couple of sleds and a saucer. The saucer blew away. This is about 15 years ago, and I was up on top yesterday, and I still think I saw that thing blowing around over there.
TR, thanks very much.
Delighted, Renee. Thanks a lot.
T.R. Reid is Rocky Mountain Bureau Chief for the Washington Post and speaking to us this morning from Alamosa, Colorado.